fore and aft. This tea I meet lifts me into the morning, dried, fermented, once hardened for journey, the leaves unfurl. I let them steep without ritual. My mother's father poured hot water over his teaware while the tea steeped. He knew when to stop, so the bitter came clean. Sleep-defying tea, leaves of the Chinese camellia, plucked from fog, sold first for silver, then for somniferous mud, a vengeance of Morpheus, opium. Armed ships, deftly rigged fore and aft, sailed the seas and plied rivers. Some bore the Union Jack, bold strokes like the ideogram for rice. Others flew a banner spangled with stars or flowers or the fireworks of war. When the smoke cleared, guns remained solid as a city on borrowed time. Smoke and the convection of dreams clouded the opium addict who gave away a daughter, my father's mother, to his wife's childless friend. Once adopted, she never answered her birth mother again, never forgave the choice to keep her sister, the beauty. She spent her youth studying mirrors, mercurial thieves of time. Quicksilver had come by sea from California, where Chinese miners inhaled fumes of insanity. I drink the fragrance of tea in the hulls of armed clippers, long sparred, low to water, lofty canvases to clip the speed from the last inch of wind, swift privateers, bearers of slaves, and other perishable cargo. The Baltimore clipper type of sailing craft is a delicate creation, not unlike a fine violin or a thoroughbred racehorse, with the ultimate purpose of its existence being the only one thing, performance. The first tea of the year to arrive in London yielded the highest. The clipper Nightingale cut her waves New Hampshire with her sharp bow and sleek hull, her figurehead the soaring soprano Jenny Lind. She raced tea from Shanghai to London in a record 91 days. For her next owner, she sailed to the coast of Africa. A sloop of war found her at Cabenda with men, women, and children chained between decks and more waiting on the beach. Fever took many en route to Liberia. The ocean of oblivion hid their stench and ferried her captain, Bowen, the prince of slavers, port to port to carry on his secret trade in small winds and pleasant weather. A shipwright built his wooden craft on cradle and cribwork, carved the keel her spine and the frame her ribs from fine-grained oak, beams, deck, and ceiling planks from dense resinous pine, spars from Sitka spruce and Douglas fir, trunnels from locust, curved braces from the sweeping limbs of live oak, knees from the roots of larch. The vessel rigged, the shipwright knocked out trigger timbers to ease her into berth waters. What did he know of the arms on board to guard her course and cargo? Swivel guns, close range, wide arced to point at rebellion on deck. Iron carriage guns cast in one piece, thick breeched for propulsion. Blunderbusses, thunder guns of loud report, large bore, wide mouthed, as captive jaws pried open with speculum oris, force feeding to quell the quiet insurrection of hunger. Wide mouthed as songs of lamentation to the strings of banjar, after dance coerced at point of whiplash. Dance of raw flesh against iron shackles in ankle to ankle proximity. Wide mouthed as a pretty woman losing her teeth to Captain Philippe Leo's fist as he forced her before he clamped the mouth of a 10-year-old and pried her open beneath him. Sold, price reduced in Saint-Domingue, the woman died in 2 weeks. I drink beads of sweat on cane-fueled slaves tears of the skin. I drink gold paint on the spiral stairs of Bristol mansions. I drink molasses distilled to pure escape in the shackles of addiction. I drink cocoa and coffee, brown ivory on the backs of sold children. I drink the cold winds of hunger. I drink the mirage of blue glass beads in a growing desert. I drink raindrops of knowledge, reviving desert fish dormant in mud. I drink the clean air of restraint. I drink my fill from a clear glass. I drink truth loosened from ice to vapor. I drink the cooling of war and desire. I drink to my children, not far from the wrecked ship, in their tide pools, stars spangled with possibilities. I drink the irresistible, metallic memory of tea. I drink its torpid history.